Starshine.
Aloha, Sunshine.
And aloha, Kehlani.
Aloha, Sunshine. And aloha, listeners. That was lovely.
It was. Aloha, listeners. Well, everybody, welcome to the Zen Tiki Lounge. We're glad that you could tune in this week. We have the three of us are in the lounge today. Who's the other girl? What's her name again?
Are you fighting with Pumpkin?
No. I will address that right now.
Was it Pumpkin?
Somebody asked that on Facebook, and then somebody else tagged on and commented and said, are you guys having a fight? She hasn't been around much lately. Just because she hasn't been around much lately doesn't mean anything. She's busy.
And you usually don't let us all in the same room at the same time. So it's not unusual for us to see Pumpkin.
One. Yeah.
I don't mind drinking with all of you at the same time, but as far as recording a podcast with all of you at the same time.
Or actually talking to us at the same
time. It's not. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Not so well.
It doesn't work. So for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, for the few of you, because we've had quite a few new listeners tuning in since Tiki Oasis, people who had never heard of us, and then they stopped by the room crawl and they had a drink or two, and they were like, oh, this is cool. How can I get more? Well, we got to remind everybody that we're not a real lounge.
Kehlani, do you remember the room crawl?
I remember parts of the room crawl.
We'll talk a little bit more about just how inebriated she was in a little bit. We are a dimly lit tiki bar that lives in your head. You can listen to us, you can play along at home, maybe even in the office, but you can't actually come visit except for once a year at Tiki Oasis.
Woo-hoo.
When we do a room crawl and we invite listeners
in. It's like a magical land that opens up once a year.
There you are.
Yes.
Like there's a special door that opens and
you have to wait for it all year long. But every episode we have a drink and we're obviously having a cocktail. We're going to listen to some more of Les Baxter and his album The Colors of Brazil African Blue. I really, really, really like this album. And you can get this one on both iTunes and eMusic. We're having a communal drink in the Volcano Bowl today. So
he's going to light it up.
So I am lighting it up.
Ooh.
And it's not lighting. I hate when that happens. There it goes.
If you had some rolled up newspaper and some kindling.
All right, so now we have a volcano that's lit in the middle of our bowl.
Nice.
Our drink this week is a make-it-up-as-you-go drink.
Ooh.
So I have a lot of stuff left over from Tiki Oasis, and we need to use it up.
Which is surprising, because we drank a lot.
Well, we did.
There was stuff left.
So all of us grab a straw.
I can't even reach it, so I'm going to take a turn.
And then
I need, like, two straws patched together.
Don't let your
after
straw
you, after you start After you start drinking, I'll tell you what this is. So, everybody, lean in and give a suck.
Oh my god.
Oh god, I love when I guess and it comes out good. That's tasty.
That is tasty.
Well, does it have grapefruit in it?
No, it doesn't.
I'll
tell you what it is, though.
Wow.
You know, and when it comes to the communal drinks especially, you're basically just making punch.
Yeah, and we're sharing spit.
Backwash.
So this is 3 ounces of Sailor Jerry, 3 ounces of Bacardi Silver, nothing special there. And then it is 4 ounces of OJ, 3 ounces of passion fruit juice, and the juice of 2 limes. And you just shake it all up and pour it into your bowl. Oh, and I almost forgot 1.5 ounces of passion fruit syrup.
And fire.
And then you light it on fire. And now one of you is welcome to blow that out and then suck the 151 out of the center if you like.
Well, I can blow, but who wants to suck?
I don't know. Sucking's so much more work than blowing, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It can be.
We're both lazy.
And the flame still burns.
Husbands in the background moan everywhere. They're like, tell me about it.
Closer, you blow, because I'll spray.
I'm not going to comment. Okay, one of you blow, but don't blow too hard because then you're gonna light 151 under the soundboard, and that would be bad. So a nice, soft, yet strong blow. Very nice, very nice. Okay, Starshine, are you going
to
suck that 151 down?
Well, I can't even reach it. I guess I'm going to drink it through the... Shooting rum through a straw is not... It missed my mouth completely and went straight down my throat was the problem.
That's not the first time she said that, I'm sure.
Well, I'm not used to it. Usually I spit it out.
And listeners, that's what the Zen Tiki Lounge is about. It's about friends getting together in my tiki bar, having cocktails, listening to some music, and chatting about whatever we like. And often that whatever we like tends to be naughty.
Or have to do with poop.
Yeah.
But
we're gonna refrain from the poop this episode.
No. Can we just because we will. We're talking about sucking and stuff going down your throat and that so, doesn't mix for
well, it comes
so
out the other end.
if you would mix up a cocktail of your choice at home, we have quite a few things to talk about and some listener mail to get to. So by all means, sit back, relax, and let us do the rest. Tiki mail.
Looks pretty big today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Bag part should be big. I mean, usually it's good when the other part is big, right. But not necessarily the bag. Right.
I actually completely agree with you because there is a following of gay gentlemen out there who like a large male sack rather than a large male member. And yeah. I don't get that.
It is really hot today, so it could be hanging low, and that's why
right.
it's so big.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Yeah.
It's so point. Hot.
It's so hot.
That your mail bag's gonna run away.
So tiki mail, we have let me grab some things out of the mail sack. This one is addressed to all of us.
Mm.
Hey ZTL crew. I saw you all at Tiki Oasis. Okay. I totally missed your party at the room crawl because my stupid boyfriend drank way too much at the Martini King's party, and then he tossed his crackers all night.
Mm.
While he was vomiting, I downloaded a few of your podcasts because I had never heard of your show before. I wish I would have been a listener before Tiki Oasis because I would have known about some of the stuff going on at the event. Well, now I am a fan, and I'm so glad I found you guys, even if I couldn't come to your party. Next year, I will come with or without my boyfriend. Love, Adriana.
Well, if you come without your boyfriend, Adriana. You can come in our room.
Sure.
It's cheaper that way.
Why not?
Yay, Adriana.
Well, I'm glad, you know, a listener who found us at Tiki Oasis. That's kind of the point. Yes. Here's another one. This one's from Alan. Dear Sunshine, I just got into this whole tiki crazy business. I have a friend... I have a friend.
A friend of a friend, right. He told me.
Who took me to a local festival in Portland, and I had so much fun, I was on eBay the next day looking for stuff that I would need for my own bar. Little did I know how much money it could cost to build a bar and put all kinds of tiki stuff on the walls. Oh my God almighty. I have heard a few of your podcasts and wanted to know if there are any that I should listen to that are about starting your own bar. Do you have any tips for doing it on the cheap? I still have a job, but barely, and I want to invite friends over without breaking the bank. Alan. Well,
Alan,
I will address your email later in the show because I do have some tips, and then I've responded to Alan's email personally with two previous podcasts that he should listen to that were specifically about... the things you need for your bar and sometimes ways to do that as cheaply as possible.
I'm sure there's some cheaper decorations. I mean, the alcohol costs what it costs.
That's the most, yeah.
But there's cheap decorations you can do.
There are definitely. Oh, you can make your own, too. And and a lot of people don't do that, but I do. Okay, so, and then let's see. On the Facebook, I want to say aloha to Stefan Geisbert from Germany.
Germany.
He says aloha from Germany. And then there's... Hula Honey, she's said aloha before. She's from Edmonton, Alberta.
Mm.
There's Les Steinberg from New York. He's from Massapequa. Is that how you say that?
Mm-hmm. Looks like it.
Massapequa, New York.
They have all the Native American type names over there, and we have all
like
the Hispanic
Algonquin
names.
And things. So we know
So we think it's stupid when people don't know how to say La Jolla.
Right.
La Jolla.
I had a Michigan roommate who said La Jolla.
They can't say quesadilla, they say cusadilla.
Or Sepulveda. It was Sepulveda. It was the street name. Said Sepulveda. I was like, where are you going?
Right. I'm going down to Sepulveda.
Spanish isn't that hard. And then there's Chris Bonomo from the Inland Empire, or I like to call the 909.
The IE.
Oh, boy.
The IE. On his Facebook page, he's a nice looking guy. He's got some shots up there that would lead me to believe that he's some kind of a model or an accountant.
Well,
I don't know.
Yes, please. Next.
No,
year.
I probably wouldn't mind if he
set our drinks
I probably
on
wouldn't mind if he stopped by. I'm sure my boyfriend wouldn't mind either. There's Mariner Tiki.
The senator would be happy. About
he
that.
Says yes. He says aloha.
Maritime.
Mariner. Tiki.
Oh, Mariner Tiki.
And then some folks on Twitter who just started following. There's Todd Jones. There's the Bombshells. Their motto is Babes, Booze, and Hot Rods.
That sounds like fun.
How quaint.
Yeah.
There's Ronnie.
They probably knit in their spare time.
There's Ronnie. Absolutely. There's Ronnie Pryor, a longtime fan, but now he's following us on the Twitter as well. There's Schlem.
Schlem?
From Kentucky. Whoa.
Schlem.
S-C-H-L-E-M from Kentucky.
You know, the more I say his name, the more I like it.
Schlem like sounds like somebody who'd be from New Jersey to me. Schlem. I'm just saying.
Schlem. No, that sounds like an Eastern European name to me.
Okay. Schlem. And then, Schlem. And lastly, on Twitter, we're welcoming this week Jorge from Juarez, Mexico.
Jorge. Woo,
so that Jorge. Is 2 weeks in a row that we've welcomed some people from Mexico. Mm-hmm. So aloha, yay. Jorge from Juarez.
Mexico in the house.
Now, Kehlani, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you recall how a listener would get in touch with us if they wanted to drop us a line?
Well, they can find us on MySpace, the Zentiki Lounge on MySpace.
Yes, how else?
And Facebook.
What would they look for on Facebook?
They would look for Sunshine Tiki.
Or
Zentiki. Zentiki.
Yes. Starshine may be feeding her a little bit. And then if they wanted to send us mail, how would they do that?
I think they could go to sunshine@zentikilounge.com, could they not?
They sure could.
Yeah. I would think so.
I think they can even go to Kehlani@zentikilounge.com.
They can.
Can they now?
Or mail@zentikilounge.com. Any of those.
Feistypumpkin@zentikilounge.com.
But it is no longer a catch-all mail address. So in the past, you could have sent an email to suckme@zentikilounge.com and we would have gotten it. But we turned off the catch-all because the spam was just crazy.
Oh, a lot of sucking.
Yes. So we had to turn that off. So you can send it to either Mail, Starshine, Sunshine, Pumpkin, or Kehlani, all at ZentikiLounge.com, and we will get the email, and most likely we will respond to you right on the show, unless it's one of those weeks where we get a few too many, and then I'll respond to you personally, but you can't do them all on the show.
Do you get a lot of emails?
And we can Twitter.
There's a lot of emails I don't mention on the show because, okay,
He doesn't show it to us.
I'm just going to say it. Well, no, if they're about you specifically, I will forward them to you. And I admit, Pumpkin gets most of the specific mail. It's really odd.
She's a little feisty, that's why.
Perhaps. Yeah. So I forward her email every week, and she chooses whether or not she responds to it. I respond to every email I get. But there are a good many that we don't mention on the show, and that's because a lot of times they have nothing to do with the show. It's like people who are asking, like, not personal questions per se, but they're asking stuff that either has nothing to do with Tiki or the theme.
Well, but they hear you every week, so they think of you as a friend.
Right. Yeah, so I converse with people, but I don't talk about it on the show.
Okay.
And so you as a listener, if you ever write in and you have a question that you do not want mentioned in the show, you just need to say that in your email. You just need to say
it's about your prostate or something.
I want to ask you a question, but this is not necessarily for everyone to hear. And I don't actually want to answer your questions about prostate health.
Well, you might not, but if they ask, you have a right to tell them.
I'm probably just going to refer you,
you
to WebMD or something like that.
You have a duty to tell them.
I'm not going to tell you how to do a self-exam or anything like that.
If you're worried enough about your prostate that you have to ask some random stranger on a podcast, you probably should go to the doctor.
Starshine, I noticed that you missed a little bit of the 151 here.
Oh, since it came out my nose when I drove it through the straw. See? Yeah, you're a bitch now, aren't you?
Ooh, oh, I coughed it out onto the soundboard.
That's why.
But you know what? It's almost pure alcohol, so I'm pretty sure it's a cleaner.
I can still feel it on my tongue. Woo. My tongue is numb from it. Oh.
It is much harder to do that through a straw than it is to shoot it.
Yes, it is.
Mm. It is one you don't want to aerate.
And it goes up like, your nose. Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. Okay, so everyone, note to self, drink the 151 with the lips, not with the straw.
Or mixed in a drink.
Okay, so you all know how to get a hold of us. Drop us a line. We're happy to hear from you, and we'll do our best to respond. And we have, well, I think we have one hell of a show for you, so hang on. And we're back, and we're drunk.
Yeah. A little. You're not naked yet, so you're not drunk.
So, ladies and gentlemen, while we were there at the break, you know, you hear 5 seconds of music, but we were having 20 minutes of shenanigans.
It's been 3 days.
I want to address a question from a listener, mm-hmm. And the question was, is Jimmy Buffett tiki?
Oh.
The easy answer is no. Thank yet. You.
But his concerts are a fun time.
But I went exactly. to his concert this year.
So Jimmy Buffett is this odd sort of, it lives in its own world type of thing. It's in a bubble.
Like the Zen Tiki Lounge?
No, because you will never find, I mean, I have never been to a tiki event where Jimmy Buffett is either playing or is live. I've never.
He's his own thing. It's kind of like Fish is. Or the Grateful Dead.
They don't call them parrot heads for no reason.
Yeah, they have their own.
So while the theming he's sounds like theme. It would be in the same sphere of influence, it isn't.
It's like Hawaiian, Californian, party. You know, it's not tiki, but...
I would say it's more Floridian in nature.
Yes. There you go. That's a good one.
So, Jimmy Buffett, is it tiki? No, not per se, but do a lot of us like him? Sure we do.
Yeah, and I'd go to his concert, sure.
Oh, yeah, I would too.
I will say, his concert that I went to...
Closer to the microphone.
Thank you, I apologize. his concert that I went to was the first time I had been to a concert where... people were vomiting and passed out going into the concert.
That's interesting.
And his restaurant in Vegas is good.
Oh, I haven't been.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Margaritaville is an outstanding place.
Okay.
They're all over the country, but they're only in those high tourist destination type places like Las Vegas, Florida, and such. New York.
You have good pina coladas.
And I haven't been.
They have a menu on their drink menu. It's called Boat Drinks. And those are drinks that come in a large plastic cup. They're either very colorful, red, blue, etc. And they are made to get you trashed.
Mm-hmm. Which is a good thing because the drinks in Vegas are expensive. Yes. So if you can get trashed off one.
Yes.
Yes. Economics, people. It's a recession. We need one drink.
Drink the watered down ones all day and get trashed that way.
So if you happen to come across a Jimmy Buffett or a Margaritaville and you're like, oh, it looks kind
of
tiki. I want to stop in. Go in. Go check it out. Have the volcano nachos.
But it's not tiki. But it's still a good restaurant.
The volcano nachos sound
have
a little
volcano
deadly.
Nachos. They're so good. And they do it's a Cuban turkey wrap or something like that. It's outstanding. Mm-hmm. And it's great drunk food. Mm-hmm. And basically their whole menu surrounds itself around high carb, high fat, drunk food.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, which you works. Know, when you're drunk, really, nothing soothes you like a little bit of fat.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's true. It's true.
Absolutely.
Okay, and now, without further ado.
Del Taco.
we're gonna play a little contest here.
Mm.
Well, and so some of you may have heard of Friskies.
Oh my goodness, we're competing for cat food now.
And so
sorry,
I was feeding the pussy today.
Were feeding the pussy.
I was.
You
I was feeding the pussy
feeding
today.
The pussy. I know.
And while I was feeding the pussy, there was a little piece of paper in the bag of cat chow, and it said, "Go to friskies.com and enter this code and see if you won." So we're gonna do that. We're gonna do that right now. So Kehlani, I want to have you. Mm-hmm. I want to have you read me the code so that I can actually. Type it in
I
here.
I have to ask you a question, though.
Is your code, is Sunshine. Your cat worth this?
What's that?
Sunshine.
Yes.
Dear.
Yes.
Why do you feed your cat Friskies?
Well, here's the thing. My cat has to have indoor formula because she gets the hairballs and she needs the extra fiber if she doesn't get it. And I tried feeding her the Iams hairball control for a while, and then I tried feeding her the Science Diet.
Do not feed Science Diet.
And both of those did not agree with her. It seemed like she upchucked more. And then I put her back on the cheap crap that she had been eating before. It worked miracles.
People, this is perhaps the lamest Tiki Lounge conversation.
Is, but I swear will to get God. You samples.
So if you would please read me, if you would please read me the code.
Yes, dear.
Mm-hmm.
NY.
Uh-huh.
3-2.
Okay.
D as in dog.
Uh-huh.
A as in ass.
Okay.
B as in elephant.
Mm-hmm.
J as in...
Jesus, why are we doing this?
I'm
going to drink my drink and sit
S
over here.
S as in Sam.
Yes.
B.
Yes.
And 3.
Uh-huh.
A.
A. Okay, so we're at friskies.com and you get this little code and you enter it and we're going to hit the enter now button and we're going to see if my little kitty Tequila has won anything on the Friskies Worlds of Wonder sweepstakes.
You want to see if your pussy wants something?
The whole world wants to know. So I'm going to hit the button now. Let's see if we won anything. Oh my God. Let's see.
Enter your email address so we could spam the hell out of you, please.
Are you kidding?
Of course.
Is that what it says?
Give them the Zen Tiki Lounge address.
You've collected one of four game codes. Once you collect and enter four game codes, you'll be entered for a chance to win the grand prize vacation.
I hope it's taking your cat to Hawaii.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice because now they have that new airline that flies cats and dogs.
No shit. Which one is that?
It's called, it's like Paws Airline.
So what, do they cage you in your seat so they're not fighting with each other?
No. What it is they put each animal in an individual cat or dog carrier, and instead of putting them in the cargo hold, they're up in the plane. But the plane,
that's okay.
But the plane, they don't fly people. They only fly pets.
Oh.
So, and they don't go to every destination yet, but it's I believe it's only in the United States so far, but that's where mostly people are spending all this money on their animals.
Yeah.
And you can take your cat or dog to Hawaii.
Well, other like Japan is really into their animals.
Yeah. And they're not stuck in the cargo hold where they're scared to death, and then they get out and they're traumatized. They're actually put in the plane where a flight attendant actually checks on them, makes sure they have water and food, and they get soothing music and like aromatherapy.
You don't
and
get that when we fly.
Wow. Shit.
I hope they get some alcohol too.
So for the crazed pet lover. They can't fly with their poochie. I've got to carry my dog in a Gucci handbag.
My cat can be tied to the wing. I can tell you that.
Well, because you can.
So for pumpkin's sake,
Pumpkin,
can you fly with your baby?
She can't take him in the people cargo people plane.
She's got a big dog.
The dog would either have to be in the cargo hold or would have to fly the Paw Pals Airlines or whatever it's called.
I'm sure if she had a choice between her boyfriend sitting with her and the dog, though, she would choose the dog. And then she'd put her boyfriend in the cargo.
So real quickly.
But he doesn't even listen to me when I talk.
No, I am.
You're a bastard.
But in order for us to squeeze all this into an hour program, I have to cut you off sometimes.
That's why he doesn't let two of us on here at once.
I'm looking at the summer issue of Tiki Magazine. Listeners, if you didn't know,
the phallic symbols on the cover.
If you didn't know about Tiki Magazine, which I'm sure you do, go to tikimagazine.com and you can get a subscription. But not only does Tiki Magazine have articles from some of the biggest and best in the tiki world, but one thing they do every issue is they will showcase the home tiki bar of a writer.
Well, that guy who wrote in, he should go get this magazine then.
He should. Yeah, so so Alan should write in, and then he can look at Alan and Michael's tiki bar in Los Angeles, California. And so I'm kind of using their tiki bar as an example of what not to do yet.
Mm.
What not to do yet.
Why, would you want a bigger space?
Well, because
this...
This
tiki
is what you.
Is huge
this is what you do when tiki is your life, which is fine, which is good because I believe this is where I'll be someday. But when you're starting out,
and
I specifically have an email to respond to, which from Alan said, "How do I do it on the cheap?"
Yes,
this is not the way to go. This is
not on the cheap.
So, ladies, I mean, look
this
at this. Look at the pictures of Alan and Michael's tiki bar in Los Angeles.
Yes,
it's amazing, and it's in Tiki Magazine, the summer issue. So I want to say,
we must go visit.
First of all,
we must get them as listeners if they are not.
We can actually probably try to see if we can look them up because they're local, and maybe we could do a show
from there.
This drink number two is wonderful.
It is slamming your ass.
Oh, it is.
We're having yet another marooned cocktail because we have a lot of the ingredients left over from Tiki Oasis.
And it's as good as it was the night I was throwing it up.
It is.
It's the same, in fact.
Okay, so booze. You got to start with the booze because let me put it this way. Whether you have the decor and the lighting and the music or not, if you don't have the booze, no one cares.
That's true. Yes. If it doesn't taste good,
so the first place to start with your tiki bar and it on the cheap is get yourself a bottle of silver rum. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna recommend the Bacardi Silver.
Okay.
And when you say silver rum, the bottle doesn't necessarily call out silver, but silver is.
Sorry.
It's the clear rum with no color. Looks just like vodka, but it's rum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Start with a bottle of that. And then you're going to want to get a bottle of dark rum. And for the beginner, I recommend Meyer's Dark Rum. It comes in a dark bottle. It's got a very pretty label. And it is one of the best middle-of-the-road dark rums that you can buy. A lot of bars use it as a signature rum in their cocktails. And I admit that if I'm going to just grab the random dark rum off the top of the shelf, I'm going to grab the Meyer's Dark. Okay. It's a really good one. But it does have a lot of flavor. So taste the two. Try the Bacardi Silver on its own. Try the Myers Dark on its own. Just a little sip. And then you'll figure out, do I like light rums? Do I like dark rums? You'll find out real quick. And then you go for that middle category. And those are the more sugarcane tasting rums or the amber rums. And an amber rum is just a silver rum that hasn't had the color removed.
Oh.
So there really isn't a lot of difference.
Just color, but not flavor change.
Well, but that's not true. See, oh, okay. And often
he
when
made
you...
He made you believe that, but he was
well,
lying.
Often, often when you remove the color, you do remove a little bit of the flavoring that comes from the barrel that the rum is aged in.
Ah, okay.
So, for example, if you buy a Bacardi 151, it has a slight... amber or yellow tint to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because that is the color that it comes out of the cask at. That's what it looks like. Whereas if you buy Bacardi Silver, it's been watered down a little bit because it's only 80 proof. And they've removed the color. And when you remove the color, you do remove a little bit of the flavor. It's unavoidable. You can't keep all the flavor in there when you remove the color.
How the hell did we get on this topic?
Well, because Alan wrote in.
Oh, we're back to Alan
and Tiki.
Get yourself some Bacardi Silver. Get yourself some Myers Dark Rum. And then get yourself a bottle of Bacardi 151. Those are the three rums that I recommend that you start playing with. You've got something light, something dark, and something high proof to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All righty.
Kaylani has a question.
I do. I even raised my hand like a good girl.
Okay.
What about Cappy? Why not Cappy? Cappy's very, like, people buying Cappy all, I mean... Cappy's
Captain
very,
Morgan?
Yeah. Why not Cappy? Well,
as soon as you're ready to say, I'm going to step it up a notch, spice rum is the very next thing that you need to put into your bar. And Captain Morgan is probably a very good place to start. You're right, because not only is it easily recognizable, everybody has heard of Captain Morgan.
Pirate.
Everybody knows the pirate standing with one knee up and the arm in like that. But now I'll tell you though, most tiki cocktails do not use spiced rum. Mm-hmm. Spiced rum would probably be about 15% of all tiki cocktails. It's the minority, but you gotta have it.
What kind of drinks is the Captain Morgan usually in?
Well, it's in Navy Grog.
Mm-hmm.
It is in, well, and one that is not even a tiki drink, but it's called the Cable Car, which I have turned into a pseudo tiki drink because you rim your cup with cinnamon and you've got the spiced rum in there and it's just delicious. Although now I do like it with Sailor Jerry spiced rum better than I do with the Captain Morgan. But spiced rum is... It's a necessity.
Now, if you went
to
a bar and they gave you like a rum drink, not a tiki drink, what kind of would be like just a rum and coke they'd put it in? Or
well, if you go to the average bar and you order rum and coke, they're almost always going to give you Bacardi Silver. Yeah. I mean, no questions asked. That's what it's going
to
be.
You have to ask for Cappy and Coke.
Yes, and when you're at a bar, and that's a very good point. If you at home, if you know that you like something, call out that liquor. Don't let the bartender put whatever they want in there. Because Bacardi Silver, for example, is not considered top shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say, I want a rum and coke with Bacardi, you're going to get Bacardi Silver in your rum and coke, and you're going to say, okay, this is what I expected. If you don't say, I want Bacardi, they can lowball you, and they can give you, oh, who knows what. They could give you
sometimes Costco brand isn't so bad.
Goslings.
Yeah.
They could give you just who
Bottom
knows.
Of the barrel.
Yeah. Those are the things that they aren't filtered enough and you're gonna get a headache. You don't want to touch that stuff. So there's the basics on the booze. And that can cost that's gonna, you know, sometimes cost you the most. Now next is focus on the drink, not the mug. Okay, you're new, right? You're just starting out. Learn how to mix a cocktail. Don't focus on buying the $40 tiki mug to put it in. Put it in the freaking clear glass you have in your cupboard. Because it's about color, it's about dilution with the ice, it's about flavor. It's not about the mug that it comes in.
You can get some cheap little paper umbrellas if you really want.
Absolutely.
Sure you can. You can.
And, you know, there's one, especially this time of year, a lot of places are putting their summer items on clearance, and you can find super cheap plastic cups and other cups.
That's true.
You don't need to go spend a bunch of money on, you know, exotic serving ware when you can just go get something that will last you and will work well and work on the drink instead of the contents rather than the vessel.
So Kaylani skipped ahead to something that I was going to say at the end, but I'm going to say, don't let what others have make you feel inferior.
Never.
If you've been to a friend's place and they have, like, for example, Alan, yeah. Alan and Michael from Los Angeles, I mean, I would love to visit their tiki bar. It's amazing.
Yes,
But this is not something that the beginner should be trying to do already.
Right.
This is over the top. Thatch roof, black lit paintings, real carved tikis,
yes.
An excellent
fishnets from the ceiling.
Authentic bamboo bar, bamboo stools.
Bamboo wainscoting.
The lighting is amazing. I mean, these guys did an excellent job, and I envy them.
It probably
but
took them years.
I am not ready to spend that much of my paycheck on a tiki bar.
No, and
but,
you shouldn't
but
be.
But someday I will.
Someday you'll have a whole room, a whole house.
See, we have the more simplistic themes.
So,
and
that brings up a good point. So, you have an apartment, you have a house. Find a wall color that is a earth tone. Mm-hmm. Maybe a green, a brown, a tan,
orange
something like that.
Good.
Orange works.
Orange is good.
And go ahead and paint the walls of a room that one solid color. And then you start adding things. You start adding a tiki mask you found at a bazaar. You add a ceramic...
Parrot,
sure. You go to a local party store and you buy what they call a grass table skirt, mm-hmm. and you turn it into wall covering. Mm-hmm, you do things and you experiment and you don't have to take it to the hilt at the beginning. I mean, you're just gonna kill your paycheck and your credit cards if you do that.
And every summer you can go to the Cost Plus places. You can go to all those type of
and you
ones,
keep
and
adding.
You can find little things here and there.
If
and even something as
if
simple.
You can sew a square like I can, you can sew yourself some curtains because
buying
the fabric is a lot cheaper than actually going out and buying curtains.
It is, and that makes a very good point. So, for example, if you go to your local fabric store, you will actually find Hawaiian prints.
Mm-hmm. They have a lot of them.
And a few tiki fabrics, if you're lucky, and you buy those things. And you can turn them into lampshades, wall coverings, posters. I saw one guy who, he took a frame he made out of bamboo, and he stretched some tiki fabric over a old bulletin board, and he made himself a bulletin board with tiki fabric and a bamboo frame, and then whenever he goes to a tropical destination, he posts a postcard from that place on there.
That would be nice.
Really cheap, really easy, but again, you don't have to break the bank doing
it. Bulletin board
Absolutely.
Would be easy to make. You'd
that
have to drill
be.
Through the bamboo, though. It's tough.
Yeah, drill through bamboo. Mm-hmm. Do not try to saw through it.
No.
Because it frays and it causes splinters.
Yeah. Yes.
So drilling through it is better. If you're going to saw through it, you have to saw through it. Actually,
you'd have to use a saw,
With the grain, not against the grain. If you do it against the grain, it just frays and splinters and it's just bad news.
And again,
unless you have a bandsaw. If you have a professional bandsaw.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If you have a saw, bandsaw, not a handsaw.
And I
will even say the really inexpensive thing, something very simple like getting the little cheap umbrellas for your drinks, putting them in a cup and setting them, like something like that can even be that cheap and that simple of a decoration.
There's a listener to the show who sent me a picture of a lamp he made with the paper parasols that you put in cocktails.
Oh my goodness.
So basically he opened up about 100 of those paper parasols, and you can buy 100 of them for $4.99.
Yeah.
He opened them all up, and then he took the sticks off and attached a dot of hot glue that held open each parasol, and then he bought a really cheap glass globe at like the Home Depot. He glued the parasols to the outside of it, and then he got one of those cheap like light cords hanging from a cord at IKEA, suspended it inside the globe, and now he has this lamp that illuminates 100 little parasols.
Oh,
it's
wow.
like the Tiki Martha Stewart.
That he has hanging
How
over
creative.
His bar. And it looks really, really cool, and you wouldn't think for a second that it cost him only $14 to make it.
Oh, my God.
Whereas if you go buy something like that, you're going to spend 4 or 5 times that or more.
Excellent.
It's better to be crafty. If you can figure out how to do it yourself, it costs less than a quarter.
Because when Don the Beachcomber and Trader Vic started doing these things, they were doing a lot of this on their own, or they knew people who were into the culture, and they were helping them create this art per se. I mean, there wasn't a tiki warehouse that you could go
it
to.
It has a shabby look to it anyway.
Yes.
So it's not like it needs to look, you know,
handmade looks better than a perfect rounded edge. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying. Now, now I also grow my own citrus and my own herbs.
Yes. And Sunshine's got a farm here, people.
If you have, so much if you have the patio space, or even if you just have a really sunny windowsill, and you can grow your own mint.
Or if you have sunshine, that's even better.
Yeah, your own mint
sunshine.
And your own basil and such. At the very least, just grow some mint. Because mint is a great garnish in any tiki drink.
Did you take yours out of the bathroom of Tiki Oasis? Or is it something?
I did. I did. It's back on the patio.
I think I made sure.
And then if you have even more space, go find yourself the dwarf variety of a lemon or a lime or an orange tree. Mm-hmm. Grow them on your patio or plant them in your yard. And at least 50% of the year, you're going to have citrus that you pick off your own tree that you don't go to the grocery store for. You can make sure that no pesticides were used. None of that. And
actually, 100% of the year, you can have it, because all you have to do is you will always have extra. Citrus plant or trees will just give you so much citrus.
Yes.
Usually. And so what you do is you just take it and you squeeze it and you freeze it.
Yeah.
And you
very
can freeze
true.
It in cubes. You can freeze
very
it
true.
In jugs. You can freeze it in bags.
Popsicles.
However, and the popsicles, there you are. You can freeze it in any sort of a variety of different ways, but freezing it is, and my tangerines are still working for you.
Okay, because Kehlani has, that is the one citrus tree I don't have, I don't have a grapefruit and I don't have a tangerine, but I'm waiting for your tangerines to come in season because there are two drinks that I make with tangerines, and listeners, there are really no tiki drinks that use tangerine juice. And that was my inspiration last summer. I was like, tangerine juice is
love
so
tangerine.
Good.
Oh,
they're good to eat, but the juice is even better.
Oh,
because it's not an orange. It's not a lemon. It's like somewhere in the middle. Mm. And it's got this note to it that's just really good.
It's so good. Oh, I love
and
tangerines.
When you mix it with the right kind of rum, I'll tell you about that later.
I'd like to mix it with champagne.
I haven't tried that.
That would be good.
I will work on that for you.
Thank you. Ooh.
So there you go. And then let me just see. Okay. And then lastly, I just want to mention that the internet is amazing, because when you're building your tiki bar and you're starting out, you can go to so many places. Well, I'm going to have to say first, you're going to go to zentikilounge.com.
Of course. Ooh.
Because if you go to our favorite places page, you'll see all of the places that we've recommended. And then if you also go to our Amazon store page, you'll see all of the books and things that we recommend. And these are only books that we actually use and have read here in the lounge. I don't put a book on there that I haven't actually read, that I don't actually own. So, for example, I'm holding one right now, which is called Citrus, The Complete Guide to Selecting and Growing More Than 100 Varieties of Citrus for California, Arizona, Texas, and the Gulf Coast and Florida.
Well,
so if you live in one of those places, it's a great book. If you live
you don't, you're screwed
in the northern United States,
forget the citrus.
If you live in the northern United States, I'm sorry.
But the problem
the grocery
is, honestly,
citrus is not for you.
In the northern United States, the selection of produce, you can't imagine how meager it is, having lived in California and then you go there. So maybe we can research and
this
find
is
a
how
little
people,
possible solution for
this
our
is how people in
there.
The UK must feel, because
yes.
one of the greatest things about the UK was, you know, we're staying at a hotel and we walk downstairs and there's all these corner markets, and you go in there and their produce consisted of tomatoes that were rotting, cucumbers that were very tiny, and a few other types of produce that were very, very, very expensive. But they didn't have anything exotic. They didn't have very many fruits. They didn't even have a lot of lettuce. And then, you live in a place like the southern United States, and it's just so abundant that I can't imagine living in a place where you don't have those things year round, and that's just.
Right. Or you can go to five different supermarkets to price check them all. You're not stuck with one market that has high-priced vegetables. You can
but if you're in the northern latitudes, you got to get what you can get.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's just the way it is. Okay, so let's see.
Farmers markets everywhere down here.
At the swap meet.
Lastly, Alan, I'm just going to say that as far as music goes and your tiki bar and what you might want to listen to, you can go to iTunes and you can type in Exotica and do a search. You can also go to eMusic and you can do a search for Exotica. Now, if you're going to go to eMusic, I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. And this is for any listener. Send an email to mail@zentikilounge.com and say, I'm looking for some Exotica. to something like that. And then I will send you a link so that you can use my code for eMusic. Mm-hmm. And then when you go to eMusic and you sign up, and it is half the price of iTunes, so that's why I use it. Mm-hmm. But they have a lot of the exotica that you cannot find on iTunes, and that you cannot find at all in some cases because the records are out of print. They're not available anymore.
Wonderful.
But if you use the code that I give you, the lounge gets a kickback so that we can buy more music for the lounge.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
That's all I'm asking.
Can I make a little addendum to
you
everything
can,
you just said?
You do that.
Since you used the word addendum, I think that you can.
You're highfalutin.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm fucking drunk.
So am I.
Drunk 90% of the time, so what's new? So he can't even answer to that. He's just staring at his computer.
Okay.
What's your addendum? Come on.
My addendum is that I wanted to add that when you are putting together your tiki
shit.
Your tiki stuff.
Your tiki shit.
Yeah. I just want to say something that Sunshine does that I notice makes a huge difference.
And he's slurping his drink while you're talking? He's rude.
Slurping stuff, baby. Yes.
I want bacon.
You always want bacon.
He's into the pork.
The senator and I were online last night, and some guy made a bacon martini glass. Mm-hmm. Like he actually baked it in the shape of a martini, and they put scrambled eggs
in it. I'm sorry. The worst thing was that chocolate covered bacon shit at the fair.
No, I liked
it. It was so good.
Oh, you guys are so disgusting.
Okay, Kaylon, you were saying.
Okay, I was saying what Sunshine does, and he's mentioned it several times, but I want to make sure that I say when you are actually making your drinks and you're testing them out and seeing, you know, what works best for you.
Make them with love.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Make them with love, darling.
No, love in every
please.
Pitch.
And when you can, get organic or fresh ingredients. Don't just go to the store and buy the cheapest juice or the cheapest mixer, because those mixers are often filled with crap, and they really don't add
it's
to
dying.
The flavor.
It's dying.
I know, but you're pulling the stock out.
Yes. Oh, she's pulling the stock out.
I'm pruning.
Starshine is pruning my bamboo.
It's bothering me.
It needs to be pruned, though.
This
you
one won't
must
come out.
Prune
it wants
once
to
in
sit
a while.
There. It
didn't
wants to
you know
there.
That? You must keep it pruned.
Or it overgrows.
Well, so like Kaylani was saying overgrown. With the juice.
Yes.
At the very least, if you're going to buy juice in a carton, buy juice that is not from concentrate.
Yes, fresh.
Because
juices.
If it's from concentrate, that also means that it's been frozen and defrosted and heat pasteurized. You cannot heat pasteurize a liquid without degrading its flavor profile. You just can't. When you, for example, when you make your own simple syrup at home, which is 50% water, 50% sugar. Mm-hmm. If you boil it on the stove, it's going to taste different than if you just put it in a container and shook it up at room temperature.
Well, sure, you want the sugar to meld with the water. You want
right.
to melt
right.
it.
So if you just do it at room temperature, it tastes better than if you boil it, because when you boil it, the sugar takes on a different flavor right. profile. It just right. does, and you can't avoid it. So,
but you don't. A lot of recipes call for it to be syrup because you don't want the grittiness. Not for drinks,
well,
but for baking and stuff. You want
and all that means you is you have to shake long flavor. Enough. Yeah. If you shake long enough, even at room temperature, it will completely dissolve and you will lose all the crystals.
Good Lord.
But it does take some work.
Mm-hmm. But you gotta shake it,
shake. Like my chemistry teacher used to say, shake.
But it would also be thinner, because when you cook it, it's gonna get a thickness.
That is true. It does not have the same consistency, yeah. but it has the same sugariness.
So if you were
baking,
you would want the thickness of it. It's different. Like
yes.
for a drink, it's different.
You're absolutely right.
Different for drinks than baking. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Now we're moving completely away from tiki.
Yes, we are.
Well,
because
in the
Kaylani,
bye, tiki.
Kaylani.
Oh my goodness, you're gonna get me going.
She has some thoughts about something that's going on in the news lately, and this is about
crazy.
Some crazy people in their basement.
Oh my goodness.
No, this is the backyard.
This is the backyard.
Okay.
Yes, there was the crazy basement man. But now what I am so worked up over is why we allow crazy fucking people to have their 15 minutes of fame. Why do we allow this to continue?
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is I'm sorry. I'm drunk. I should have wrote names down, but I probably didn't because I was sober at the time and I remembered the names, and now I don't. So, okay, we've got the crazy motherfucker that...
Okay, we have a man in Northern California
his wife kidnapped an 11-year-old girl, they kept her. This is now 18 years later. He has fathered two children who are now girls that are 11 and 15 years old. He fathered them with this girl that he kidnapped. Yes, she was 11 and she has a 15-year-old. She was 11 when she was kidnapped, and now she's 29 and she has a 15-year-old and an 11-year-old. And so what I want to know is they were doing a news report with him and his interview, and he was saying, oh, you know what? Yeah, the beginning of the story, it'll gross you out, but wait, you got to hear through the whole thing, and then you'll understand.
Well, no, he wasn't on the news. He's in jail.
No, he's in jail, but they were promoting a jailhouse interview.
Well, that's what he told to the police when they arrested
right.
him.
Yeah. And so what I'm saying is, why would we give... why would we even... This man is obviously looking for something, whether he's crazy or he's not crazy. His wife is a whole nother story that makes my mind scream. Because, you know, we're focusing on him. But either of them in this case, she's the one who abducted the girl.
They're both in jail?
Okay, good. They're both in jail. Yes, they are both in jail. But the media is very focused on him. But she's the one who actually abducted the girl into the car.
Yeah, but he impregnated her.
He did impregnate her, and that's why he should be in jail.
Can I just stop you for a second?
Not a moment of glory.
So this couple, they're married, right?
Right.
Okay. So the wife, for whatever reason, she's at the local Walmart, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And she sees this girl and
they were together in the car, just so
okay,
you know.
So she's like, you know, we went to Walmart. We needed some cat food and a sack of potatoes.
Actually, here's what
happened. They drove by the bus stop.
The girl got off the bus. Her stepfather was trying to pick her up. The car drove by, grabbed her in the car and drove off. And the stepfather was riding after him and they never found her.
And the stepfather has been for all this time on the FBI's wanted,
so they pick up the girl.
Suspect list.
They pick up the girl. And I just, my first question is, sometimes when a couple, a married couple, an unmarried couple, doesn't really matter, you know, the husband and the wife, they may start doing something together, but eventually one of them says, wow, this is a really bad idea.
Yeah, and nobody's freaking
At what point did it not kick in that this husband or this wife said, it's really not a good idea to pick up some chick off the street?
And his mother lived in the house as well.
Yeah.
So she also enabled this whole
situation. So we're talking three sick people who enabled this process. And he was on parole. Right. And this man was on parole the entire time and was not, he's a sex offender to start with and had not registered as a sex offender. And there was nobody there to hold him accountable to, even though he had visits and he had all this stuff, he was still allowed to hold this girl for 18 years of her life. And eventually they were out and about and she was able to do things, but you have the whole like Stockholm syndrome where you start to identify with your kidnapper issues going. I mean, how fucked up that she really is.
What happened is they tried to go to a local college I don't think that they're religious, but right. You know, a lot of religious groups go to campus and try to pass out flyers.
Sure,
So it was something similar to that. He tried to take the two younger kids of the girl to a college and they thought that something funny was mm-hmm. with him, and the police came and talked to him, and they figured out that he was a sex offender with two young girls, and that's how the whole thing came about this the woman that he's been holding for 18 years right. and whatnot.
And they asked him to come to the police station to answer questions, and he showed up with them.
Yeah,
at the police station.
In his mind, he doesn't think that he did anything wrong
right.
because
and
obviously
he's crazy as hell, and so he'll probably get off on some crazy as hell.
I don't think
he will.
He'll probably go to jail, but I'm not saying get off.
He'll go to jail, but he'll have a lesser sentence.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. This won't be taken as seriously because he's crazy. No, we should be taking this seriously, and he shouldn't be allowed to speak to any member of the media. That was my point, is that the people doing the shootings in colleges and schools, why read their manifesto or their crap? Why
because you want to know what they have, what's in their mind.
But you don't need to know what's in their... Nobody... Because what it is to us, to some people who might be curious, that's one thing to us. We might be curious to know why. We want to understand because we're sad. We grieve with those people.
You know what?
We want to understand.
It all comes down to this.
But the reality
It all comes down to this. You can tell what kind of a person somebody is by what they drink. And I guarantee you that these people were beer drinkers.
I love you, Sunshine.
So any of you listeners who are devout beer drinkers,
they're making their own.
And you have your occasional tiki drink, beer drinkers touch children.
Oh my goodness! But we're not offending anyone today. Please, no.
No, he's the type of guy that brews something in his backyard.
No, actually, no. And I'll actually retract that statement. I actually believe that the people who do most of this stuff, they don't need any alcohol at all to do these horrendous things.
No, they don't.
They are just so effed up to begin with.
Absolutely.
And I just pick on beer drinkers because...
Because you don't like beer?
Beer is boring. But seriously...
Bad boy.
I have to relate it all to a cocktail somehow, right?
We have to go. Somehow we got to get back to tiki.
This is not a beer incident. This is a moonshine incident. This is like a moonshine man.
Yeah, this is like brewing your own...
But whiskey.
Rye whiskey. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I realize I'm giving him time by talking about him, but what I mean is we should not be allowing anything he has to say. I understand we want to see his picture just in case he gets out.
I just think
there's
two separate things. There's the people like me that like to see both sides because I like the psychology of it.
Right.
But
publish a report and let us read it.
Well, that's what the media's job is to do. Bring this stuff out, and there's so many channels now that it's over and over and over again, but it doesn't mean... I mean, he's in jail. He's not giving interviews to Fox and CNN. No, he's in jail. This is the interview he gave to the police.
It's happened before.
After they're in jail and they've gone through the crowd, they're not going to let him out to give an interview.
No, they're not.
No, that's not true.
I understand, but what I'm saying is no matter when, he will be paid to give an interview.
They might not allow that.
After the trial, he will be paid.
You can't, if you're in jail, you can't be paid for your activities.
No, actually what they do is they do allow them to accept money to either the case against them where they've been found guilty and they have to pay retribution or to their own legal case.
Yeah, but it won't go to them.
No, it won't go to them.
But what I'm saying is he will be... Let me put it this way. Somebody will pay money to watch him.
Sure, but in this man's...
And to listen to his story. And to me, I feel like his story is not... I would rather see her story. I would rather hear her version. I would rather see her get the book deal. I would rather see her get all
of that. But she's as fucked up as he is. She's been...
Not the wife, the
girl
that was
kidnapped. No, the girl is as fucked up as he is.
Right, but...
Because she's been in isolation. Right. For 18 years. She's not going to do a book.
She's
not going to interview.
She's damaged for life. Yeah. There's no coming back from that.
If you see her, though, she's not as fucked up as you might think. I'm not saying...
on the inside, she is.
You're right. She is on the inside, but I think she's able to...
I think we all know a person or two who, in public, doesn't always look effed up. But in the privacy of their own home, they are a tragedy.
Sunshine, don't talk about yourself like that.
Oh, come on, no. Now, to change the subject just slightly, Starshine was commenting on a show that is out there. It's called Mad Men.
I love the Mad Men.
I think it's a perfect subject for us because if you think about the culture and the time period that we're talking about, we're talking about the '50s, is that correct, or is it the '60s?
I think it's right on the cusp.
Okay, so the turn of the decade, the fifties and the sixties, yes. We're talking about a time when you still had
a wholesome time where the
husband could still support the family without the wife having to work.
And you got to drink at work.
You got to drink on your lunch break
everywhere.
And smoke at work. You had cocktail parties, all kinds of great stuff.
There was very different roles for women and men.
Stuff that I'm trying to bring back. The cocktail party is a dying art, and it shouldn't be.
Well, and it's also, studying the difference between men and women at the time, of the traditional roles, because it was very traditional about women were secretaries and men were, whatever bullshit that... I'm obviously not raised then.
in brief, tell us about Mad Men, and then what do you like about it?
It's about an ad agency and about the relationships between the men and the women and the times. And I really like the interactions, and I like the clothes. The clothes are awesome. I'd wear every single thing they have on that show.
Now, how about the hair?
The hair I'd do, too. If I knew how to do my own hair, I'd do that every day, too.
Okay, so explain the hair.
Waves,
I haven't seen it.
You know,
so
it's like the retro kind of waves or the beehive kind of thing.
I was going to say, are we beehives?
Not really high beehives, but they're beehives.
Or what we would now, some of it we'd call rockabilly now.
It's It is rockabilly comes from that, but rockabilly is like more Vegas-y, very out there. Mad Men is very restrained. It's like what you would see in your grandmother wear when you see old pictures of her.
Okay. Yeah,
it's different. Rockabilly, which I really like, is like.
I mean, imagining spend 2+ hours per day putting on your makeup and hair before you go to work.
No, imagine I spend about 20 minutes.
No.
Yeah, wouldn't happen.
No, thank you.
But I do like it. And people do that now, like the rockabilly conventions and things like that. They do spend that amount of time on their look because it's like a costume.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
It's awesome.
And it's very similar to the whole tiki culture, and that's why it's got that. It was a looser relationship, and it's becoming more tight, and that's it's about escapism.
Yeah, it's like swing. You know, swing is a different, the look takes a long time, but you wouldn't normally dress like that.
It's about, you know, you go to work, and you have to kind of wear and do and say what they tell you to do, but when you go home and when you go out with your friends, you want to do what makes you feel good or free or whatever that is. I mean, for me, that's a Hawaiian shirt and a cocktail and tacky decor. For some people, it's stilettos and a tight skirt and a nice do. And
if we're going out, we're going out.
Yeah
a little
and you want to dress the part. So yeah, whether you're going to have drinks with friends,
some Star Wars t-shirts and jeans.
And milk.
Milk.
I don't know.
I like
just
milk.
Seems to go together.
I actually order milk
for my son. And for my son, that's a Coke and Legos. Good.
And Mad Men is on what channel? Where is
AMC.
It? AMC. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know if you haven't checked out Mad Men, but you like the tiki culture, I think you might want to look into this.
Just if you like the clothes of that time period, I think that you should check it out. And tiki and swing and rockabilly are all kind of horn. They're all together. You know, and so Mad Men kind of feeds into that.
Okay, now I got to ask, who wrote this on here as a subject? Kayline, I think this was you. It says genetic testing for athletes?
Yes.
Oh, that poor woman in Africa.
Oh, that poor woman in Africa from South Africa.
They think you can't she can't possibly perform the way she is. She can't be a woman. She has to be a man.
Right,
so
they are
her
making
testing.
Her have genetic testing.
To prove that she's a woman.
She has to prove, because she is athletically superior in many ways, and she's great at what she does.
Is she a runner? Is that what she is?
Yes, she's a runner. She's from South Africa. I'm really sorry.
Don't know her name.
Terrible with names.
You're terrible.
Terrible. That's the thing I'm worst at, so as soon as I'm drinking is the first thing to go. But I will say...
Are you sure it's not your inhibitions?
Oh, okay, that's it. You go, definitely. You got me there, I admit.
She touches her breasts as she says
she's
that.
Like, yes.
I love to touch myself.
No, you're talking about a runner, good Lord.
No. It has no breasts.
The lady from Africa.
Well, the thing
she has a complete six pack, at least. I mean, her body is very.
She does.
Her
look,
deltoids are.
She does
just
look manly.
Wow.
I haven't seen her,
but
so I don't know.
The thing about her is that 3 years ago they did a complete physical and testing on her and. While her testosterone was slightly elevated, she was still a female.
Right.
So the fact that they're making her retest,
and
it's just
not
stupid.
not just hormone levels. They're not doing hormone levels. They're saying you must have a genetic test done. And what this brought me up is that one of the things I saw as I was reading this is there was a link to intersex people. Intersex people are people that are born. We used to call them hermaphrodites, but they're people that are born. They're either XXY or XYY, or they're, you know, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And
right.
They have some sort. They have both parts of vague genitalia, or their genitalia is they have both present themselves. And
who?
No, for the people who always ask this question, no, they cannot impregnate themselves.
That'd be awesome.
Who is the governing organization that is making her take this test?
I think it's in Africa. It's
okay.
And so
because I'm saying,
but we used to have this with Eastern Europeans because the women, they would pump them full of testosterone. They looked so manly that they made them have testing. But also,
well,
there were times when
men.
But some of the Eastern Europeans, there are reports of. People actually substituting men in.
This is kind of similar
to Svetlana Ortu, who is as much of a man as I am.
Well, this is kind of similar to a story they had during the Olympics a couple years ago, where one of the star players on an African soccer team was a hermaphrodite, but viewed herself as a woman because those were the presenting parts. But they were kind of protesting that person playing because they felt like
and
she was a man.
That
it's like
was
sour
my
grapes.
Question was. Do for intersexed people, even though they're a very small portion of the population, intersex people, should they be allowed to compete? If you identify as a female, shouldn't you be able to compete as a female?
This is just sour grapes because she's
winning. Exactly.
She's winning.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
She's
so the other, women are like, no, she can't be a woman because she's too good at it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
And she looks a little masculine, so she must be. Yeah,
but you know what? People felt the same about Muhammad Ali. I mean, he was just so much better at the game than other men in the sport that people just felt like he was doing something wrong. No, they didn't. But they questioned that he was doing something, either the juice or something else.
Well, look at Lance Armstrong, too.
Right.
He just dominated cycling.
I just read an article that there are growing people, especially in France, because the Americans have won so many times the Tour de France, that French officials are questioning whether or not that people who have cancer should be barred from those types of sports because
the chemo makes you cycle better.
Because chemotherapy and the hormone therapies that they put you on change your body in a way that makes you able to compete better than the others.
He was winning before.
It's because
so it's
French.
A completely devoid or void, excuse me, void
it's because they're
argument.
French and bitter.
Exactly. Like, go smoke a fucking cigarette.
We are hosting this in our country and nobody wins. No Frenchman wins.
Yeah, and you know what? So sad. Wah, wah, wah.
Speaking
of French. Sorry for the French, but I actually am not against the French.
My partner like and I, we just saw Julia and Julie yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
It is so good.
Is it?
It is so good.
I have heard mixed reviews about it.
It is such a good movie because,
but Meryl.
Well, Meryl Streep does an excellent, excellent Julia Childs. And I actually did grow up watching Julia Childs cooking specials on public access television and things like that. And
what is that noise? Is that music in the background?
I don't know what that
is. It's
like, I have some sort of reverb. And she actually did talk like this. You know? I'm going to make a cocktail. she really did talk like that. But I mean, she had her, I really do believe that her odd voice is what made her career.
She was awesome.
She was a very unique person.
And not all the dishes were very good tasting.
But one of the things that the movie highlights on, which I believe is ultimately true, is butter makes everything better.
Butter. Ooh, I love butter.
Butter and bacon and meat.
Butter me up.
And if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, you know, you can say that you're meat screwed. Is wrong, it's murder.
But it tastes good.
But it sure does
taste good. It sure does taste good. That's for sure.
Because I've been on and off vegetarian for years, but meat tastes good.
Yes.
I think anyone who has had a nice high-calorie sausage in their mouth,
really?
They're not going to be able to disagree that it was a bad thing.
I mean, sausage.
Yeah, you're weird.
I don't like the consistency of it.
I like a good bangers and mash. Mm-hmm. I like breakfast sausage. I like Italian sausage. I like kielbasa.
I'll have to make you some of my homemade breakfast sausage.
What?
I like peeing. How much time do we have left? Because I got to pee.
Well, we're actually at the end of the show.
Okay, good. Because I've really got to go to the bathroom.
We're at an hour and 2 minutes, and that means it's time to end the show. And I do want to say mahalo to everybody for listening. Mahalo. We ask one thing of our listeners every episode. And that is that you tell somebody else about us and you spread us like VD.
Yes. Chlamydia, preferably.
Yes, preferably. Since it's rampant right now.
Yes. It is picking,
we would like to be rampant, too.
It is picking up in speed. And we hope that someday that like this podcast will actually generate a meager amount of revenue so that we do not any longer have to go to a
bitches,
real job.
Bitches, if I could do this every day, I would.
I would do
Send
it every day
Send us some money.
As well.
I'll talk to you every
we
day.
We would read your emails endlessly. We would talk about whatever you want to talk about. And we
Absolutely.
Would drink our asses
we
off
would.
In the process.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's just
Wouldn't
a matter
it be
of
joyful.
It's just a matter of enough listeners and sponsorships and stuff like that. But, you know, I was
segments.
Against it.
Yes.
I was against it for a very long time. But I have just asked my partner, and he's the tech-savvy person in this arrangement. It's not me.
He's the smart one.
I'm the content. He's the tech guy. And that is, Sounds we like are going to go ahead and put a PayPal badge on our website so that if you want to, you can donate a penny, a dollar, whatever you want.
Do you think that you would offer us health insurance if we did this full time?
Well, then I have to actually Maybe. Declare you with the IRS, and I don't know if I'm ready to do that. But seriously, if we could, we're asking for donations to and not to you know, help us quit our jobs, but to cover the cost of the technical equipment that we use in the lounge.
Mm-hmm, it's beautiful.
The alcohol that we drink leads
to... It's expensive and a lot.
Yes, it is.
Yum.
And
but it's so much fun, by the byproduct.
And the costs for... you know, the website and there are some meager production costs and things like that we all basically absorb. I absorb.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Yes, definitely.
I pay for it. It's a hobby and that's how it works. But it's getting to the point where things are getting tighter.
I got pee. Absolutely. Come on.
And Starshine has to pee. And so if we could make it all happen, just a few dollars coming in now and then that help us pay for these things.
Give Sunshine a dollar so I can go to the bathroom.
It can also help us to enhance our show for the future.
Sure, it can.
And
sure,
we can have much more
drunker and dirtier.
Okay. So I want to thank everyone for joining. You can send us an email to mail at zentikilounge.com. Check us out on Facebook, MySpace, all that great stuff. And until next time,
mahalo.
Mahalo.